flora that thrives in Southwest Florida's subtropical climate is a chief aspect of what makes living in the region unique and what connects us to the mystique and wonder of natural Florida. Today's encore essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams doesn't have us gazing up at palm fronds, but rather looking down to take note of blooms and what she calls our late spring blue period.
Never mind their shorthand, at-a-glance image value. I ain't no sissy gal. One of the reasons I wear cowboy boots is they help me keep my footing, no matter the terrain. The advantage is that I can sashay through saw palmettos, stride through swamps, and slog through sand with a minimum of abrasions, mud, and spurs. What I miss, though, is the more immediate connection with the world underfoot that Crocs, Converse, or bare feet afford my husband and boys, an absence I recently felt acutely beneath one of my old Tony Lamas. Heard it, too. Scrunch, squash, slish, as I stepped on something oddly springy, then felt it yield slickly, nearly sending me to one knee. I turned, bent, and saw that I'd crushed a cluster of blue-eyed grass, a tiny tussock of stalks and blooms no bigger than a fist under my left heel. I'd have preferred a shot to the jaw. These are among my favorite flora on the planet. Its leaves, long as slash pine needles and slender as grass blades, form starry crowns on the ground. From the center, on cherry-stemmed slim stalks, rise the flowers, golden-eyed dabs of bright blue, true blue, jay blue, Monet blue, dragonfly blue, six-pointed stars no bigger than lemon seeds. Belly flowers, I've heard such blooms called, since a good look at something so exquisitely diminutive pretty much demands up-close scrutiny. They might just as well be called mandala flowers, because I can easily see falling into a protracted and blissful meditational state just staring at their centers. Not that I'd ever have the time to do something so spiritually productive, but feel free to try it and let me know how it works. In any case, I'd up and smeared this pretty little clump of divinity right into the next world, and I felt awful. To make matters worse, blue-eyed grass only flower once a year, sometimes for less than a week, during what I call our blue period, that enchanted late spring moment when blue curls, blue flag irises, and blue-eyed grass all bloom at once. Never mind that as I looked up from the smudged blue-spangled tango, indigo buntings flickered and flashed through the sweet gum. Never mind that the canna was rising in ragged scarlet splendor from the pond. Never mind that Nash was sidling up to where I was kneeling, trying to tease the floral wreckage back together with my fingertips. "What's that, Mom?" he asked. "Some flowers I accidentally stepped on," I told him dejectedly. "No, no, not the flowers. What's that? Those beads." "Beads? What?" Nash knelt, too, and pointed among the smashed stems. There, sure enough, a few gleaming capsules, swollen jade peppercorns perfectly intact and still connected to the bruised stems. "Seeds, Nashy," I told him. "Blue-eyed grass seeds.